This is Digital Dave.
And I'm still Fast Eddie.
I'll let you do it.
Oh, it's Keith Clark from Phillips 66.
The gas station that's everywhere except the Northeast where we live.
Exactly. They're still on Route 66, too, which is how they got their name.
Oh, there we go. Trivia.
That's it.
All right, sir. And you're with the Verify Fuel Save a Life program. I guess you call it a program.
Yep. It's a program that we started in 2019 to get pilots and FBOs communicating, talking.
It happens that much? The planes are misfueled?
So here's the thing. In the last 50 days, actually last Tuesday, an aircraft was misfueled at an airport in the United States. Back 50 days ago, there was an aircraft misfueled. Last year, there was two or three. So these are the ones we know about. But
right.
There's a lot more because pilots don't want to talk about it. FBOs don't want to talk about it.
And the root cause of this misfueling was just a mistake? Or?
Well, these last two, the pilot said three words that we should never say as pilots. Those three words are top it off. Top it off is not a fuel order. Top it off is not the way we communicate. It should be 100LL, Jet A, Jet A with fizzy. If you don't tell the FBO what you need, then somebody else is going to have to assume they know. The FBO should say, hey, that's not a fuel order. Please verify fuel type.
Okay. That makes sense.
It does. That happened to Bob Hoover many years ago. He had an Air Commander, and they put Jet A in it.
Yep,
and he piled it in.
Yep, 1978. And we're going to be doing a forum over the next Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday about Bob Hoover and what went wrong. We're going to talk about all the near misses, but how in 1978, a simple breakdown in communication almost cost him his life.
That's a lesson learned.
You know, I still can't believe in this day and age that we are having misfueling problems.
As long as there's people involved, things happen.
Well, true, but you figure that the FBOs would have programs and instructions to their line crews.
It's not an FBO problem. It's a pilot problem, too.
Aha.
It starts at the pilot. If you go in and say, top it off, some of the pilots out there, if you ask them what kind of fuel, they become aggravated. What do you mean? What are you doing? So then the people don't ask, and they make an assumption. So why would a pilot come in and not say 100 Rovet, Jet A, no smoking? We have to stop saying top it off, fill it up. It is 100 LL or Jet A or fizzy. Those are the type of communications that are important, and we have to retrain all the humans. And if an FBO says, or if the pilot says that to the FBO has to look at him and say, please verify fuel type. We have to communicate, and we have to verify.
And the FBO's got to be willing to push back on that.
Exactly. And that's, you got to sell it. If you tell them we're verifying this, because if a mistake starts with the pilot, it's going to end with the pilot. If we put jet fuel in an aircraft that's designed for pistons or avgas, that aircraft's coming out of the sky.
Not a good situation.
It's not an if question. It's a when.
23 seconds. The one that went down in Houston last year was in the sky for 23 seconds. We're going to talk about that at the AOPA tent on Saturday and at a forum on Friday. It's called 23 seconds, we're not going to make it. That's what the pilot said.
Oh.
On the radio. And it happened that fast. Now, luckily, he was able to crash land that aircraft behind a school. But it was a near tragedy because of a breakdown in communication and verification of that ticket. It said jet fuel. He didn't look at it. Everybody's in a hurry. Nobody wants to talk. We have to get back to communication. And a duckbill nozzle, this last aircraft that was misfueled, it was fueled with a duckbill nozzle.
Huh.
Everybody thinks that the Hoover nozzle, which was a great idea, it doesn't stop a misfueling. It helps, but we have to communicate. And that's why we started Save a Life, Verify Fuel. We have wing mats now, when they put them up, that have the heart on them that say Save a Life, Verify Fuel, www.preventmisfueling.com.
Wow. I didn't realize it. You always hear, of course it's the TV news. They say, lost his engine on takeoff. You never think that it could have been a fueling problem.
Yeah. These last two that happened, luckily they were caught before they ever started the engines. This last one, the young man was fueling the aircraft. He was done, all four tanks. The supervisor just happened to walk by and saw him rolling up the hoses and said, "What are you doing?" And the young man said, "I just topped it off." And he said, "That aircraft?" But if that supervisor wouldn't have walked by,
right,
if it would have been 2 minutes later, that aircraft would have got the jet fuel. If the pilot didn't communicate, which he didn't, he said, "Top it off, we've talked to him," then that pilot would have taken off. There would have been three people on that aircraft that could have, would have crashed probably, and we could have three fatalities. This is preventable if everybody works together and we communicate and we verify. Take 2 seconds to communicate. Take 2 seconds to verify. Watch the aircraft.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're talking about Jet A in a piston airplane. What happens if you throw avgas into a turbine-equipped airplane?
If you put it in a turbine engine, you're probably not coming out of the sky. But with the Diamond diesel aircrafts, if you put avgas in a jet aircraft diesel engine that's designed for jet, it's coming out of the sky.
Yeah, you're going to burn them up.
So you have to. We can't depend on the nozzle. It's all about verification, communication, working together. Well, and that's why we started it.
What about labeling the, you know, the fuel caps?
Yeah, so I'm going to be back here on Thursday. We're going to talk about aircraft placards. I've got some good stories about placards. So same time on Thursday, we're going to be back here talking about what pilots can do and what we can do with those aircrafts, because that's a problem also.
Would you mean that people see the plaque and don't pay attention to it?
Both. This last aircraft that was misfueled, the placards were there, but it said fuel, and it said 100/130. Sometimes with the fueling mats, they throw the mat up over the wing and it covers it up, because they've already made that decision. So
right,
what we're trying to do, and that's why we have the new fueling mats, we had molds made, and it has a giant heart, and it says save a life, verify fuel, WW prevent. Think about what you're doing. Take that 2 seconds to make sure, because if you put jet fuel in a piston or avgas in a diesel compression, we got problems. The industry has problems. The pilot has problems.
I was going to say, diesel engines are not that common, but they're getting to be more common.
The Diamond diesel last year was being ferried from the factory to a new owner. Landed, they put avgas in the aircraft. Luckily, they caught it before they started it, and they were able to drain it. It happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's got to be quite a process in itself of draining all this wrong fuel out of the aircraft, and now...
And then you have to get rid of it.
Yeah, you have to flush the tank with avgas, you have to clean out the pumps, all that stuff, because we can't have any jet fuel in an aircraft that takes avgas.
It lowers the octane and the engine goes boom.
Yeah. So we started, if you come down to the Phillips tent, we've got coins that say save a life, verify fuel. We've got literature, because it's not just a Phillips program. This is a program that Phillips gave to the industry to help communicate. We're working with anybody that wants to get involved with it. We need more people. We have stickers for the trucks that say save a life, verify. They're heart-shaped. It's a program that doesn't have a brand on it because it's a safety issue. We want to change the industry, and the way we change it is working together.
Okay. We're speaking with Keith Clark from Phillips 66. And it's, you know, you think about it, how many airports use a line boy who's paid minimum wage or less, whatever, and he's out there fueling the airplanes?
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, I've talked to a lot of pilots. I stopped pilots today and yesterday, and I asked him, I said, what are three words you should never say? And they say, they don't know. And I say, top it off. I say, do you say that? And they say, yeah, I never thought about it. So that's our new campaign. We just, you know, I work, one of those training things we're going to talk about is Bob Hoover. Bob Hoover said he made a mistake. The line person made a mistake. We have to learn from that mistake, and we have to become better. We all have to work together, and that's the key. It's not a Phillips thing or an Epic or a Titan or Avfuel. It's the pilot. It starts with them, and it ends with them. We have to do it as an industry.
Okay. And where are you guys? Where's the Phillips 66 tent?
It's at Space 430. There's a WASP aircraft out in front of it. We've got the coins, the challenge coins. We're challenging people to come and take part, to join the movement to change the industry and re-educate pilots, FBOs, everybody to work together.
And that should also extend to rental pilots. I mean, you're renting a plane, you make sure you know what kind of fuel is supposed to
absolutely
go into it.
Yeah. And so this is important. It could save your life.
Yep.
It will save your life.
Yeah, you change from pilot in command to the pilot in crash.
Yeah, not a good thing
no,
to
not,
be.
No, not something to aspire to.
No, definitely not.
All right, I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.